أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we've been looking at Tawbah turn. And I mentioned that there are two chapters or two surahs that we've put in here, Suratul Anfal and Suratul Tawbah. Some of the scholars say that these are just one long conversation. Today we will look at Suratul Tawbah, which means repentance, or it is also known as Suratul Bara'a, which means disassociation. And in essence, it's disassociation from those who covered up the truth. It's the only chapter that does not begin with the Basmallah or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked, he said that the Basmallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is a statement of security. And this surah deals with the declaration of disassociation, of conflict with those who broke the covenant. And thus it is the opposite of a state of security. The focus is disassociation with those who covered up the truth. Hypocrisy is exposed, and there is an open conflict with those who are defiantly unjust. Now, this surah is protection from hypocrisy if we read it, and we'll understand why. It's a safety from thieves and fire, so we could write it down and put it at our front doors. And it's also a safety from if you feel you're being plotted against, so if you keep it with you, but better to recite it, and inshallah it will help. We've divided this surah, which is 129 ayat, into 10 sections. So the first section is Ayah 1 to 19, which is a declaration of disassociation with those who covered up the truth because they broke covenants, because they wished to expel and kill the Prophet. But it also says that the door of repentance is open. Fight the leadership of injustice, Allah says here. And he talks about masajid being places of security for those who believe. Bara'atum minallahi wa rasulihi ilal ladhina ahadtum minal mushrikeen. This is a declaration of disassociation by Allah and His Messenger towards those who broke the agreement, the covenant, and those who associate others with divinity. And in essence, they had three options: either become a Muslim, submit to divinity, or prepare to fight, or move away. Now remember, these were defiantly unjust and they wished to cause chaos amongst human beings, including wanting to kill the Prophet. The next section, which is Ayah 20 to 29, looks at success for those who strive in His way. There is divine help at the Battle of Hunain. And Masjid al-Haram is now banned to those who do injustice and cover up the truth. And there is a strong statement which says you should keep Allah and the Prophet at the forefront despite opposition from family, friends or your business. Look at Ayah 24. Allah says, "Qul, say, in kana abaukum wa abnaukum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum وَأَمْوَالٌ افْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ قَصَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Say, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your friends and your family and your property which you have acquired and the slow part of business which you fear and houses which you like are dearer to you, are closer to you than Allah and His Messenger, and striving in His way, then wait till Allah brings about His command, and Allah doesn't guide a people who cross the lines. Section 3 looks at the negative traits of some of the Ahlul Kitab at the time of the Prophet. You see, they took corrupt leaders as their masters, and their basic aim, their wish, was to destroy Islam. Section 4 are the sacred months, which are not to be violated. So we find in this surah, Allah mentions about the 12-month calendar. That is a divine revelation. He says in Ayah 36, Inna iddat ash-shuhur inda Allahi 12. The number of months with Allah is 12 months. Shahran fi kitabillah, this is in the book of Allah, yawma khalqa as-samawati wal-ard, when He created the heavens and earth. And then He says, wa minha arba'atun hurum, and four of them are sacred. These are the months of Dhul-Qa'da, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. Now in section 5, hypocrisy is exposed. What is hypocrisy? So there's 8 characteristics here, and in section 7, there are 7. And I'll put both of these together. Number one, they make excuses when it comes to striving in his way about jihad. They cause dissension. Number three, they're grieved when good comes to those who believe. They're happy when those who believe are afflicted with hardship. They try to buy their way out. They approach salah with laziness. They give charity reluctantly. They say it's unfair if they don't get the same charity as the needy. They cause pain to the Prophet. They fear that something will be revealed about them. They enjoin the wrong, in other words, opposition to the Prophet. They forbid the good. They don't like people who strive in the way of Allah. They make false promises and oaths. They're stingy and they make fun of the believers. Now, you know, the Prophet said hypocrisy comes into us like a black ant on a black rock on a black night. So this is a surah worth reading to be able to have tick boxes and always watch out for them. Am I subject to any of these? Section 6 talks about the distribution of sadaqat. This is ayah 60. It's to the poor, the needy, the officials appointed over them, those whose hearts need reconciliation, freeing captives, those in debt for his cause and for refugees. And then a section I love, ayah 102 to 106, the confession of faults, forgiveness and tawbah. It's amazing. Allah says, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَتُوا أَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. And others have confessed their faults. They've maybe mixed a good deed and an evil one. He says, أَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Maybe Allah will turn to them mercifully. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is all forgiving and merciful. A beautiful ayah where he says, "Alam ya'lamu anna Allaha huwa yaqbalu at-tawbata." Do they not know that Allah accepts repentance an ibadi from his servants? Wa ya'khudhu as-sadaqat wa anna Allaha huwa at-tawwabur rahim. And he will take sadaqa. He accepts that which you give humanity. Wa anna Allaha huwa at-tawwabur rahim. And Allah is oft returning to mercy and he's incredibly merciful. It's beautiful. The ninth section looks at a historical part where masajid were built to sabotage the work of the Prophet because they wanted the Prophet to be boycotted. And Allah compares that to those masajid which are built on God consciousness. And he says those are to be visited, not those that are built on a wrong intention. So they're compared to the foundation of belief. And finally, in section 10, we see the divine rewards for the efforts of those who obeyed the Prophet. It asserts the state of war against those who do injustice to humanity and cover up the truth. And finally, it says it is the Quran that strengthens the iman of believers, the faith of believers, and increases the reading of it increases aversion of those who cover up the truth. And then my favorite ayah from this surah, absolutely love it, ayah 128. He says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Certainly, a messenger has come from amongst you, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. It hurts him so much when you fall into distress. He is excessively passionate about you. And bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. And he is incredibly, awesomely understanding and merciful to those who believe. Often we cannot express our hurt, but it says, this Prophet, my goodness, he loves you. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to fall in love with this book, with the recipient of this book, and with the author of the book. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.